Candy McGilton and David R. Boxley are two of the Hayek Foundation's co-founders. They say the whole project started during a conversation with Master Weaver Holly Churchill. Boxley says he had mentioned how some original Shamaliac words for formline design elements have been lost.
It's a result of potlatch being outlawed, so the old masters stopped producing the work, so the words stopped being used.
She suggested that we start documenting the different art forms
in Shamaliac.
And naturally, weaving came up because she's a weaver and I'm a weaver. And it kind of just snowballed from there.
Boxley and the foundation's third co-founder, Gavin Hudson, flew up to Anchorage and met with Anchorage Museum officials who agreed to help support the project. Other backers joined the effort, including Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center in 2016. Boxley says the center has supported other projects to preserve endangered art forms.
It's really the one art form that is uniquely from Metlakatla, Alaska, from Annette Island. And we felt it important to preserve that and help preserve our language by making this bilingual guide.
Twining Cedar, Annette Island Tsimshian Basket Weaving, features about 4 hours of footage. McGilton says those 4 hours represent a lot of work. She credits the Smithsonian team for organizing, photographing, and recording a couple of workshops.
We had a week-long workshop twice in Metlakatla, one for the harvesting of cedar, maidenhair, and canary grass, and then again in the fall to actually weave the basket.
Those workshops were led by Master Weavers Dolores and Holly Churchill. McGilton is their apprentice and is featured in the videos. For the guide, McGilton says she worked with fluent Shamaliac speaker Sarah Booth.
We wrote down from start to finish the instructions on how to weave a basket and then translated the entire thing into Shamaliac. So there's, I believe, 55 page weaving guide that's all in the language.
McGilton and Boxley say their own language skills improved significantly through this project.
It's definitely helped with forming our own sentence structure. We've become quite skilled in writing Shamaliac.
Yeah, thanks to Sarah. We've done so much transcription from listening to her translations. She's just wonderful and infinitely patient with us learners.
Boxley says there's been a great response so far to the free instructional videos and guide. Now that this project is complete, he says they do have others planned. One is a bilingual history of the Alaskan Tsimshian.
So much of Tsimshian history is based on either the folks who didn't leave or are still living over in B.C., or primarily on William Duncan, and I think it's an interesting thing to put it back in context of where we sit as Alaskan Tsimshian in the total history of Tsimshian people.
More than 130 years ago, the ancestors of Metlakatla's current residents traveled from British Columbia to settle on Annette Island near Ketchikan. William Duncan was an influential Anglican lay priest. He worked with those original settlers to build their new community. Boxley says Sarah Booth is helping with the Shamaliac version of that project as well. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.